didn't know whether it had any effect on Zach, but Matt coming into this as a newcomer, just because the fact that you and Mimi are married, and like whether the husband-wife pairing ever sort of excludes the third member because of the fact that you guys want to keep each other happy as well?
Well, yeah, I think there is a bit of that. I mean, obviously, when Zach left, I mean, you know, maybe the fact that we were married probably definitely gave her probably just a different situation on whether she agreed with Zach or not as far as leaving and whatnot, and then just the future of what, I mean, you know, we're married, and probably what Mim and I do will always be low. And I think her, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to explain. I mean, this is more than just here's a band and here's a marriage. This is a barrage. they're kind of all just so intertwined that it's really hard to be, I don't know. I mean, basically we're just living, and these are the relationships we have with each other, and there was a long period there where there were three of us made music together, and life moves along, and now Mimi and I still doing this have now worked with someone else, and starting to work with someone else, and it doesn't mean that he's suddenly going to be of some equal this or that with Zach, or whether it's going to be some sort of, I don't know, I mean, I guess that's getting off the subject, but nonetheless, I don't know, I mean, I think I was a lot more afraid of I'm kind of talked myself into a corner here. I'm not sure what's going on.
That's cool.
It's hard to explain. Forget it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right.
The next one will do better.
That's cool. Well, we're speaking of like working with other people, and I noticed that you released a CD about 2001 through Concurrent Records, Fish Tank, and you were working with Warren Ellis, Mick Turner, and Jim White from Dirty Three.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, how was that experience?
Oh, it was great. It was we had done some touring in the States with them several years before, and got along, and I don't know, we just kind of got along real well on those tours, and it was fun, and I don't know, this chance to do this recording came up in Amsterdam, and we went to do it and realized that they were going to be over in the country around the same time, and that they had a day or two off, and we just said, hey, why don't you come down and do this thing with us, and we'll play, we'll just figure out some stuff and just play, and so we did, and we basically went in there with nothing, and just in a day and a half just assembled a few ideas and worked out a few things and did improvised some stuff, and it really, really worked out well. I mean, I don't know, the way those guys play and the talent that they are, and I don't know, I think it's definitely one of my favorite recordings we've ever done, and I really look up to those guys. I think they're some of the most inspiring musicians we've ever known or been able to see or anything. I don't know. I can't say anything. I can't say enough about their musicianship and the passion they put into the music. I think is something I've always looked up to, always strived for, in the same way. I don't know. I really think the world's better to have them.
Do you guys ever play the songs that you recorded for In the Fish Tank live, or do you avoid them because of the lack of violin?
Well, we've done the Neil Young tune from time to time. And what else is on there? That Lordy song, actually, I think we used to play that. It's a certain version of that anyway. And then I know the other ones I think we tried from time to time, but I don't know, for me, that I think basically the whole thing there is just the collaboration, and I don't know that we could necessarily approach it just as low and try to duplicate that, you know, the way that event that to me just felt like, you know, that recording was just a moment in time between two artists that were lucky enough to bump into each other, you know.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Alan. I hope you enjoy the beach when you come for your visit.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I'm pale as a ghost, but I got to go there.
And I hope they let you out of the garage at the end of the day.
All right, thanks.
Take care.